Ashir's back, so I don't know if he gets, you know, the job back from Tani or not. I'll leave that for the two of you to work out. Okay. We are running out of time, unfortunately. A very abridged beginning of this month. But I do want to start, you know, trying to go a little bit straight to fill in the picture that we have, you know, been portraying. Don't tell me I brought the wrong... Okay. So we will try to finish in time for Mincha again today. That's where the Finkelstein family comes in. I know I should say Akiva also should have given him the opportunity. Let's begin with where we were. So we've been pursuing, again, this is kind of a different kind of topic. It's a little bit all over the place and a little amorphous. We've been trying to pin down some of the issues in the nature of Hezek Re'ia, both as a category that, you know, may expand, you know, Nezek itself, and that might be a different kind of Nezek. Whether you hold Hezek Re'ia Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek, you don't have the, you know, necessarily only the typical kind of consequences. You know, it may not be a traditional Hezek, even if it is a Hezek, Lekula and Lechumra, more Kal because it's less concrete, maybe more Chamor because of the fact that it overcomes its lack of concreteness, you know, and especially if it's due to some, you know, primary dimension of Kedushas Yisrael. So, you know, what makes it Kal also makes it more Chamor. And even if you hold Hezek Re'ia Lo Shema Hezek, we still have to weigh, you know, it's typically if you have something is not an Hezek and it's not even Grumma or Garmi, so it's nothing. But here we still have to weigh whether or not there isn't a Tzad Iser, which is what we're talking about in terms of Histakalos, like, you know, the Re'ia itself. The Gemara's discussion of, you know, Hezek, Re'ia, Shema, Lo Shema Hezek, as we discussed, the two explicit ones, the one here in the beginning of the Masechta and the one in the end of Chatzkas Abatim, have to do with, you know, a financial outlay to build a wall, you know, whether or not you have to remove or you have the right to utilize, you know, aziz, you know, things of that sort. We've also discussed, you know, what about the building itself and structuring, you know, but the idea that it would be permissible to spy or to, you know, to invade, you know, the privacy or the intimacy of one's neighbor. Likely that has nothing to do with Hezek Re'ia Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek. You know, it simply, you know, comes under maybe a different category, a different rubric, you know, of Hatznei Alechasim Hashem Elokecha or things of that sort, or simply the pasuk in that is quoted by Bilam, but without, you know, the monetary consequence. So what we've been doing is trying to, you know, classify as much as possible, both Hezek Re'ia Shema Hezek and Lo Shema Hezek, the fact that there are all sorts of different types of cases and different types of venues and different types of consequences, you know, is on the one hand a complicating factor in pinning it down, and on the other hand, you know, probably is consistent with its very singular and unique nature as an atypical Nezek, and one that certainly borders on, Isurim, you know, Yoredeya, if you want to call it, you know, rather than simply Choshe Mishpat. So that's kind of the bigger picture that we've been developing. And in the context of that, we have already, you know, noted, you know, number one, you know, the breakdown of Tzniusa and Ayin Hara and Tzimtzum Tashmishim, you know, Betoch Ha... Vitocha Sadehu. Is there something to look at back there? Or?
I was putting that in.
What's that? Oh, you were putting that on. Ah, okay. So, the relationship between those three things, are they overlapping? Is one dominant? Is there more than one aspect? Is there a mutually exclusive argument about what, you know, the real Mechayev or Tochen of Hezek Re'ia is all about? We've already encountered those various views. Right, about each one of these, and then of course we still have to, you know, pin down the question of venues, Bias and Chatzer and Bika and Gag and Beis Shar and Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So these are all the things that we are kind of in the middle of discussing. So first of all, I want to begin with a quick ha'ara. Don't let me go before I give you some extra marmakomos, although we haven't finished the ones that we started with completely. But along the lines of what we've been discussing, we talked about, you know, the Rabban, you know, and the question of, you know, Miktsas, you know, you know, Mokom Tsanua and you know, Mokom Heter, Adavar Debimela, Giri Dide. We discussed all these things. And part of our analysis has been to try to pin down the relationship between these three broadly speaking types, you know, of issues. And I cited the second Rabban, the Rabban quoted in Mordechai in Tav Kuf Nun Vav, as, you know, an example where the Rabban seems to, you know, focus not on, you know, Ayin Ra, like he does in the very beginning of the Masechta when he talks about Giri Didei, and, you know, not necessarily on Sniusa, which he doesn't explicitly speak about, but which actually works a little better according to his view that, you know, Miktas Tznius, you know, would be sufficient, you know, even though probably you're inhibiting, you know, and therefore, you know, restricting the use of the fellow's property. And if Tashmishim were the issue, that would be the issue. And then I pointed out that the one in Tav Kuf Nun Vav in the Mordechai, he does seem to emphasize the role of limiting, you know, Tashmishim itself. So, and that, you know, is just a problem in the Rabban, but also maybe a paradigm for how these overlapping things work. And of course, we're going to see that again, you know, in Gina. But Aaron brought to my attention that actually, if you look at the language of the Mordechai, do you have it in front of you? Yeah, if you don't mind. Go ahead. This is the one, Tav Kuf Nun Vav. Yeah. Yeah. So it is interesting. Again, till then, you know, it reads in a certain way, right? But in the end, he talks about Hezek Re'ia and, you know, the inhibition of Tashmish as two different things. So that is parallel, again, to those Rishonim who speak about, you know, Ayin Bisha, Ayin Ra'a, and Hezek Re'ia, you know, as two different things. So even as, you know, this is an example where these factors are playing a particularly prominent role, the fact is that they are sometimes identified. So there's also a linguistic, I guess, issue in trying to figure out, you know, when and what, you know, the primary din of Hezek Re'ia is really all about. So that's a great example. Okay, so now I wanted to start going straight so we can, you know, just be a little bit more on the daf and concrete and we can move like in a more regular pattern. We've seen a bunch of things. We're sensitized to some of the issues. And now we should be able to look at the pratim as we move through the actual Gemara so we can make some progress and fill in a lot of the issues and the blanks. So let's start with a I keep mentioning that we should, you know, pin down, you know, the question of chazaka a little better. That's something that came up already a lot, especially, you know, through the Ramban and, you know, more recently in our discussion of the Rosh, we made allusion, you know, to the Rajba. So I want to pin that down just a little bit, you know, in the formulation of some of the Rishonim. And again, we still may need, you know, to fill it in, you know, a little bit more. So again, in the beginning of the Gemara here, the Gemara says, again, commenting on the Mishnah, Hashutfen Shuratzu Lasas Mechitza Bechatzer Bonus HaKosel B'Emtza, right? So, you know, we've had it read for the record, so we don't need to do that again. But Svaruha, right, my Mechitza Guda, the 2 days in the Gemara, whether the word Mechitza here means Guda, in which case the implication is that Hezek Ria Lo Shma Hezek, right? Or, on the contrary, you know, you know, idea of chalukah here, or mechitza, is not guda but chalukah, in which case the kfiya, you know, relates to the obligation, you know, to build, you know, the kosel, which implies that hezek riya shma hezek. Okay. So basically the Gemara assumes that if indeed, you know, the ema mechitza plukta, that alma hezek riya shmei hezek. And of course that seems to be the psak of, you know, pretty much all the Rishonim. If you look at the, you know, the Rif Alatar, right, Kyle, you have it there? That's what he quotes, right? I mean, there's some Girsos in the Rif that have like a whole discussion. I think the Bach thinks that it's incorrect. But the, right, you have the Hagah here. Savrua by Mechitza Guda, Tamid Rotzo, Lo Rotzo, and Mechaibin, right? The, there's a question of what the proper Girsa is. But at the end of the day, the, you know, the way that the Rif comes out is on the next page. My mechitza plukta, you have it there? Kedeksiv. Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, to try to figure out how to read the, you know, the rest of the Mishnah. Again, if you do have that earlier part, it's very intriguing. You know, that's why they thought that maybe you should take it out. That the Rif, which is a, you know, halachic centered work, you know, would quote that Shakla Vitaria. Right. If he would, let's say, I don't think it's any safek, put it this way, I don't think it's any safek that the maskana of the Rif is that hezek riya shma hezek. If you just, you know, take out all those lines and it's just a wrong, you know, girsa, then there's nothing more to say except that the Rif does what he typically does, which is, you know, only record, you know, the psak. If it's a proper girsa, so then you have to ask yourself, like, why would the Rif, you know, even quote it? Like, what's the benefit of quoting a machlokes if you're not, you know, again, it's you know, it's in the methodological nature of, and goal of your work. You know, some works are there because you want to, you know, you want to present like the full range of positions or the full, you know, topic. So then, of course, you know, there's good reason to quote both the views. But, as I say, the Rif, typically, you know, is very pointed, you know, and he is very focused on, you know, the halachically binding view. So would there be any reason for him to go through this whole Shakla Vitaria? Josh, what do you think? Correct. Exactly. If the fact that there's a machlokas about hezek riya, whether shema hezek or lo shema hezek, is consequential, meaning it at least highlights, like you don't have a machlokas whether, you know whether eish is mazik, or you know, you have plenty of machlokas about eish, you know, being a mazik, but not that it's mazik. And the same is true with the other, you know, adama mazik, certainly, which is what this is much closer to. Is there significance to the fact that this is, you know, a matter of debate? Because that can spill over in terms of the quality of the nezek. Do we just plug it into the regular dinei hezek? Or is the fact that there is such a machlokes itself significant, right? And maybe there are other consequences, you know, that come from it, but mostly that. So I think that's interesting, you know, about the Rif. In any case, the, you know, large consensus view of the Rishonim seems to be with the Rif here, and that is that Hezek Ri'iya Lahalacha Shmei Hezek. Bali Tosis mentioned this as well. Which Tosis? Stephen? Here on Dab Beis Amud Aleph. Right? Tosis a little bit self-conscious. Ezra? See what she tells us? The little one. I assume everybody's reading the... Again, we're getting the ones that are more specific to other topics, like Mechitzas Kerem, and, you know, we'll get back to those. But, Svaru Amai Mechitza Guda, right? Tos also weighs in, right? Tosa says, you have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Ezra? Okay. Yeah. So basically, what's he saying? That we paskin, don't be misled, we paskin like the second lashon of the Gemara that Hezek Re'iyah Shema Hezek. So not just the Rif, but in the world of, you know, Tzarfat and Ashkenaz, the Rush, of course, paskins this way, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and, you know, the Ramban and the Rajba. The consensus psak, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, of course, the Rambam, you know, much earlier, you have the Rambam. We still have to talk about the Rambam, right, Josh? What he does quote, what he doesn't. I just want to get a bigger picture in terms of some of the cases of the beginning, so we can get a better idea. But if you look at the Rambam, Menuchas Shekhinah and Perek Beis Halacha Yudalad, right, the Rambam also is very clear. Noam, you have it? Beis Yudalad? Oh, okay. So the Rambam paskins unequivocally that Hezek Re'iyah Shema Hezek, and then he adds something more. What's the something more? That there's no chazaka. So let's turn our attention to that. We know that is, you know, a matter of controversy. And again, we're not going to exhaust it today, but let's at least talk about some of the Rishonim Alatar. So the Rambam takes a position that there's no chazaka, right, to establish Hezek Re'iyah either. Right? At least in the case of Hashut Fin Shiratzu and so on. Everybody agrees with that or not?
Well, it's not clear what he wrote in the Madura Kama. As a footnote.
So what do we have there?
I think in Gimel Chet it says that there's a gift that says Afishi Yesh Chazaka LaHezek Re'iyah. And also in the case of Ziz, the Rambam paskins that you can be Mocha and...
Yeah, the problem is the sugya of, of Chalon HaMitzri. Right? Chalon Tzuri. And the sugya of Chalon Tzuri, as we saw, right? You have that, Noam? Go ahead. Just one more time for a second.
Wow, where in the Rambam?
I'm saying in the Gemara, you have Omrab Zeir, Lamatam, Midal Ram, Zeishel Chazaka, Vyachal Limkos, Lamal, Midal Ram, but Tzuri. Right? Me'arba Amos, Eilo Chazaka, Veni Yachal Limkos. So this serves as an important counterpoint, you know, to the first sugya. Correct? It sounds like there is some sort of a chazaka, meaning the absence of mecha establishes a kind of a chazaka when it comes to chalon tzuri, the sugya daf nun tes amud aleph. Okay. So, the question is, how do you contend with that? So the Rambam, again, in Pirshim Shnai, is a little bit unclear, but in Yad HaChazaka seems pretty clear. We have to really go back a little bit earlier, right, to understand where some of the, you know, confusion perhaps comes in. And that is, people can hear, right? Not distorted? Okay, so we're going to keep this for now. And then, of course, go back to the famous Tshuvas HaRif. Right, Tshuvas HaRif was already mentioned by the Ramban. It's discussed by you know, all the Chachmei Sfarad al Atar, right? The Rajba and the Tshuva. We'll get to the Tshuva Sarajba in a minute. The Ran, the Chidush HaRan. Everybody weighs in, Rabbeinu Yonah, everybody weighs in on this Tshuvas Arif. Of course, the earliest person to weigh in on the Tshuvas Arif is Josh?
The
Rimi Gash. Correct. So, what is actually the, according to reports that we already saw, like, what is the Tshuvas Arif? Oh. So again, as Ramban and the Rajban, even clearly from what the Rimi Gash reports, the Rif wanted to prove from our Mishnah that there's no chazaka for Hezek Riya. Okay? As far as I know, he's the first to, he's the authority figure that, you know, people are invoking in this context. What's the Raya? What's the Raya? Anybody know? Simcha? Simcha Leib? Are we Simcha Leib this year, or just back to Simcha? Whatever I want. I can change different days? Okay, great. Today you're Simcha Leib. Yeah. What's the Raya? The Raya is from our Sugya. But it's a subtle Raya. Why is it a subtle? What's the subtle Raya? Matan? The Rif says, how could the Gemara prove, you know, that Hezek Re'ia Lo Shma Hezek, if you assume that Mechitza is Guda, right? If Mechitza is Guda, so then the implication is that what? That there's no kfiya on the building of the, because ratzu means they ratzu to build the kosel, but if they lo ratzu, they don't have an obligation, correct? If they don't have an obligation, that's because of Hezek Riya, lo shma Hezek. Correct? Says the Rif. Get somebody, you can read it through the Rajba if you want. The Rajba have it here? One second. Either way, I want to get to the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a parallel issue, namely the issue of Mokom Shenagu Lo Lasos. I want to, as I say, start discussing the details that highlight some of these issues. Then if we're not going to have time, but I also want to speak about the, you know, the Chalukas HaShutfas here, whether it's Shava B'Shava, that kind of issue. There are three, these are the first three things that I want to, three or four things, you know, that I want to discuss, right? Is there a Chazaka for Hezek Riya? B'makom Shenagu, you know, not to be makbid for Hezek Riya, you know, is that acceptable, right? Which is a little bit different than the Chazaka question, but obviously very overlapping of it, meaning is it tolerable and acceptable, right, either for a society, right, or for individuals, right, to waive, right, the protection on Hezek Riya, right? One is across, you know, the Minhag HaMedina, or the Minhag HaIr. The other is, you know, in the relationship between two, you know, the two parties themselves, right? But the question is common to both, right? If there's typically a din of Hezek Riya, you know, can there be an agreement, you know, to waive that or to ignore it? And if so, you know, are the distinctions between places, you know, between actions, you know, is it Mirkan Laba, you know, is it, you know, only Lamafreya? You know, that these are the issues that we're talking about. In addition to that, we want to talk about, you know, another aspect of Mokom Shenagu, which is obviously very relevant, and that is, you know, is there anything called Minhag Betos? Right? Let's say Mokom Shenagu, you know, to have a flimsier wall, you know, in terms of the quality of Hezek Riya. What's that about? You know, what are the parameters of that? That's something else to think about. So, these are, you know, three things that we want to talk about. If there is a chaluka of the responsibility, you know, between neighbors or part, you know, people on who border each other, you know, to negate or neutralize Hezek Riya, right, is that equal always, or is that proportional, you know, to the impact of Hezek Riya on each party? Right, so those are four, you know, initial things that, you know, in addition to the things we've already looked at, you know, to discuss. Okay, so I'll just take the Ramban. We have the Ramban already. Ramban quotes the position of the Rif, but that's the Ramban and Daf Nun Tes, and the Rashba here. One second. Is it here? Anybody have it here?
It's on the board.
Oh, it's on the board. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. There's the rub, as they say. Okay.
Yeah, back. Hikshar of Alphys, but you both son. Right. Minolan Mehachad Hezekiah Shmeh. Go ahead. Who's reading? Ezra? So now we're going to turn around to the Bri Migash. Talmido Hikshalav. That's the Ramban that we saw, right? Kadesh lo yapil. Okay, so let's stop there for a second. We don't want to talk about the Rimigash. But, okay, so this is a quick presentation of the, I'm going to have to get it back on. This is a quick presentation of the Rif. The, you know, do you have the Rimigash open? Of course, the Rimigash was, you know, closer. You have the Rif and then the Rimigash. This is a very, you know, cleared line of development. This is the Rimigash right in the beginning of the Masechta. Ezra, go ahead. Bim Tomar. Man lemalon de mishum hezek ria lab shme hezeku. Dumalil de memelachad hezek ria shme hezek. Vachain tam da ma'ake balei. Shim de kan achzuk de dairi achi. Avlilo achzuk de dairi achi. Afgav den shneim rotsim. Nami bonim zakosa ba korcha. Shtei tshuvas badavar. Right? Chada. So this, of course, he doesn't quote it yet, but this is the tshuva of the Rif. Let's see how the Rimigash, which is an earlier perush, how he answers it. You have it, Ezra. Go ahead. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. Chada deman lemalon tahani shutfi achzuk de dairi hachi. Aydilma lo achzuk. Elabasa de palug. Right. La alter who dekam chad minai vegatavi. Who said we're talking about that? But it sounds like they're talking at each other in a way. Right? The Rif says, you know, how can you bring a Raya Hezekria lo shma Hezek if there's a Chazaka? You know, maybe Hezekria lo shma Hezek? You know, it's midin Chazaka. Shma mina that, you know, there is no such thing. It's Kutra. You know, Ubeis HaKise. That's the Rif. Right? What do you do with Chalon HaMitzri? Right? Maybe, you know, well, the Ramban says, you know, that's misleading. The Gemara doesn't mean the Chazaka that you think it means. The Chazaka of Hezekria, right? The Gemara means, you know, having to do with, you know, light, you know, and you know, and you know, dark and light and darkness, nothing to do with Hezekiah. According to that perspective and that answer, right, the conclusion is that Hezekiah is lo shma, Hezekiah shma Hezek ad kedei kach, that is not even a chazaka in any circumstances. Okay, and then of course you need to explain why that is. Okay, and that's where the Ramban comes in, and the Rajba, and others, and we'll get to them in just a moment. Okay, but what the Rebbe Gash, who obviously doesn't believe in this, he disagrees with the Rif, holds that you know, the question itself doesn't get off the ground. Where he's saying, oh, how can you prove Hezekiah lo shma Hezek? Maybe Hezekiah shma Hezek. But so, with what essentially, what's the answer of the Rebbe Gash? Who says that we're talking about a case of chazaka? And maybe it just, you know, but why should you assume that there's a chazaka? Right? So Lemaisa, you know, and basically what he's saying to the Rif is, in Achanami, you know, a chazaka would work. In Achanami, if we were talking about a case of chazaka, right, then there wouldn't be a raya that Hezekiah lo shma Hezek. Right? But since the Gemara's case is stam, and it's, you know, it's neutral, why should you presume, you know, that there is a chazaka? A chazaka is an exception, and maybe in the absence of knowing that there is a chazaka, there's a certain, like, irony in this exchange. Yossi. First of all, good to call on you again. Good. Yeah.
Is he saying that he says there's a chazaka? Because he seems to saying at the end that there could not have been a chazaka because it's not a double mesuyah.
Because it's not?
A double mesuyah.
So we'll get to, I think the Rebbe Gash himself says a bunch of different things. It's a very formative piece, by which I mean, like, you know, he, not that he's like, you know, thinking, you know, aloud or as he's going along, but he's throwing out, as we'll see, like a lot of different, there's also some girsa questions in this, but I don't think there's a way to resolve them, you know, in the text of the Rebbe Gash, like, is there a couple of inamis missing here, you know, etc. So let's take, your point is well taken, but I think for the moment what he's saying is, like, who says, you know, your question, the Rif, is based on, it's an interesting, you know, kind of a methodological issue. The Rif's question is based on, you know, an alternative hechatipzi, essentially. And the Rebbe Gash is saying, you know, mehechatesi, that we're talking about the alternative, you know, hechatimtzi, you know, the pashtus, we're talking about a regular case. You know, there's no evidence that we're talking about a case where they've been living, you know, in this state, you know, for some period of time. So the default should be that we're talking about, you know, a regular case. As I said, there's a certain irony in it, because in a way, like, you know, what would justify the Rif? You know, it sounds like what the Rif is really, really saying is that, and again, now I'm speculating, you know, if Hezekiah was the kind of nezek that was nitan, you know, to establish a chazaka on, you know, then, you know, that it might even be like a default hechatimtzi, you know, that we can anticipate. In other words, the gap between saying Hezekiah is nitan to a chazaka and not nitan to chazaka, in terms of how we look, you know, at, let's say, how toxic it is, how unacceptable it is, you know, etc., even psychologically, even practically, is kind of built in, you know, to, you know, this question, gufa. Again, this I'm speculating a little bit. You know, so if you don't buy it, that's totally fine. I'm just trying to point out there's a funny kind of an argument here, is what I'm trying to say. The Rif says, I can prove that Hezekiah has no chazaka, because if there was, right, then the Shach Levitari and the Gemara would be, you know, problematic. Right? And the Rimigash is saying, you know, why would you assume that there's a metzius of chazaka just because chazaka is effective? Again, that could just stand, that argument could stand in its own right, but it's strange to figure out, like, what are they really arguing about? Is this like a, you know, a meta-halachic question about Talmudic interpretation, you know, whether you assume circumstances, you know, that neutralize, you know, legal, you know, rights or obligations, you know, based on hechatimtzis or not? Maybe, maybe. I'm also adding something else, and that is, you know, that what I'm trying to say is that maybe what the Rif is saying is, listen, if hezek re'iyah is tremendously noxious and toxic, right, and, you know, then it's not nitan l'chazaka. You know, if it's nitan l'chazaka, then, you know, it's maybe even less than a regular, you know, nezek. And maybe people are typically mochalit, or they establish a chazaka for it. So, depending on, like, how you look, these two extreme ways of looking at hezek re'iyah, right, as super nezek, you know, maybe because of the iser part, whatever, or as like, there's a machlokas about it, and even if we paskin, you know, hezek re'iyah shma hezek, you know, a lot of people would be mochel that, and it's very mochelable. There's even a mandamar who thinks, you know, that you don't need to be mochel it, you know, at least in terms of any kind of dine mominis application, right? So, all right, you know, it barely, you know, passed, you know, the test of shma hezek, you know, but, you know, we're not surprised. It's not like a crazy hechatimtzi to assume that people are not makbid about it. I'm psychologizing the argument a little bit, and that's always a dangerous thing to do. Put it this way, it's always a speculative thing to do, and you know, there can never be evidence unless you can actually interview the Rif and the Rimigash, which would be amazing. We just don't know. I just find it like an interesting, you know, like one of those talking at as opposed to talking to, like he's saying. And he's saying, well, to you too, you know. So what I'm saying is there might be something, you know, at the root of all this. You know, either way, what I'm speculating about is a correct question. It may be, you know, irrelevant to this interesting exchange between the Rif and the Rimigash, but it is an interesting question. In other words, how, you know, much of a presumption, right? How much are you going out on a limb when you assume, you know, that, you know, the likelihood, you know, in the absence of evidence of a circumstance where people are not makbid, you know, in hezek re'iyah, even though it's shmei hezek. Like, you wouldn't assume that. Like, let me say it this way. You wouldn't assume that about Adam HaMazik. Like, you wouldn't say, oh, the Gemara says Adam HaMazik applies even on Tuesdays, you know, or Adam HaMazik, you know, doesn't apply on Tuesday. Okay. Adam HaMazik doesn't apply in, you know, on Shabbos, maybe. Kamalei B'drabba, you could say. So how do you know? Maybe it's talking about a case where they were mochel, right? You could say that. It could be. But typically, we don't assume that in Adam HaMazik people are mochel. We're not talking about Adam HaChovel, you know, where he can't be mochel, because he had a mochel al Rosh Eivarit. I'm just saying, where you have a clear mazik, you know, if somebody were to say, don't assume in the absence of information, you know, that there's a chazaka or a mechila, why would you assume that? You know? So what I'm saying is that maybe what the Rif is saying is that we have two extreme views of hezek re'iyah, right? One, and that gufa, the one that we adopt, is going to be determined by the question, you know, whether or not it's nitan to mechila or chazaka, etc. And therefore, what the Rif is saying is, you know, maybe hezek re'iyah, you know, shma hezek, right? But, you know, if chazaka works, then maybe it's a case where there's chazaka. Because it isn't so far-fetched. The point is it's a right that he has, as I say, barely made it over the finish line, you know, to qualifying for mazik. There's a mandamar is cholek. You know, hence also that idea about, you know, quoting the other shita, you know, in the halachos of the Rif. Again, I'm psychologizing, admittedly, speculating, you know. So then, okay, like, you know, it's not such a tremendous chiddush, you know, that people are mochel. On the other hand, you know, the Rimagash is saying, you know, these two things don't have to be connected. Hezekria can be a real, you know, mazik, and there can still be a chazaka, you know, and there can still be, you know, a situation, you know, in which absence knowing that there's a chazaka, we don't presume it, right? Okay, so that's one interesting part of the discussion. Shtei tshuvas b'davar kada deman lemelan dehani shutfi achsuk de dairi nochi dilma lo achsuk elabasa de palug la alter hu de kam chad minai v'katava le lechavrei lemivne lekosa mishim hezegria to le kahacha chazaka klal hai chazaka de achsuk de dairi hachi mekama de niflo beruchos leka lememer de chazaka hi. Certainly if they're living together before they, you know, actually pinpoint, right, how they're going to divide the property, you know, there, that's not even a chazaka. Mishum dolava mesuyam chulka dechaminayu keichet lichsuk alei. The ode, Ezra, you're doing a great job of the reading. You know, it's good for you that I have the amplifier, right? Okay, no, it's my fault. I just get too carried away. The ode nami the achsuk the dairi hachi, right, lebasa de palik baruchos. Go ahead. Bizbarale chulka. Kol chabinayu. He has a griyash. May has a. Go ahead. Oh. Okay. So the Rimigash basically has two shitos. Right? The first shita, you know, assumes that chazaka works. But just because it works, that doesn't mean, you know, that you can assume that that's the default case in the Gemara. Again, either for technical reasons, or I'm suggesting that there's something more lishitasam on a conceptual level. The second view of the Rimigash is far more nuanced. What he's saying is, there is chazaka hezekria, right? But there's a difference between hezek kavua, like kutro besakise, and other situations, you know, of hezekria. So what he's saying is, even if it's true that there is a chazaka, there's not a chazaka in the case of chatzer. Whereas the Rif was saying, on the contrary, the Rif is, you know, is bringing a raya, as we'll see, you know, according to the way some of them presenting, that there's no hezekria even in chalon from the fact that there's no chazaka in chatzer, you know, based on this, you know, diuk in the first sugya. The Rimigash is saying there is chazaka lehezekria, but there are different madregos. Now the question is how to navigate that chilek. Is that chilek, you know, just on the umdana level, right? How likely people really are, you know, to being the vater. Or is it a quality, is this another example where hezekria, right, is not a single category, but it has, you know, levels, and some of those levels, some of them are nitan limechila, and others are not. And if so, you know, what determines that? Like, what are those levels correspondent to? That's the avoda that we have in front of us. Okay, so keep going, Ezra. Vikashalach. He's saying, so far he's identified, again, it's hard to pin down the Srimigash, That's what I was responding to Yossi before, because he has a bunch of factors and it's very formative, as I say. He's throwing a lot of things around, right? And there probably should be more inamis. This is for sure is two answers. We're in answer number two. He's already identified one factor, hezek kavua. Kutro beis akisa is defined as hezek kavua. Unlike the Ramban, right, who for the Rif suggests that the paradigm of Kutra and Beis HaKise, Yitzi is what? In the Ramban, a Nuntes. Or how does he see Kutra Beis HaKise? What? As Kavua, as Stavar Kavua, or something more than that? Yitzhak? As Hezek Adam Ba'adam, as opposed to Nezek, you know, Reshuso. Right? Here, the Rimagash isn't, I'm just saying you have to, you know, it's the Shitos, of course, you know, but it's also, you know, the language. You know, that takes a lot of work. But, like, what are the different, you know, levels? What's Kaveh here? So the first thing is, Hezek Kavua is Kutro Beis HaKise. Not its level of intolerability, but its kvias. Okay. V'kashalach, let's see if that translates into how he answers this question. Hadetnan. Yeah.
At this point, he's saying more than, at this point it just sounds like all hezekuiya, no hazaka. He's already being mechalik here.
Yeah. He says, di'inami da'achsuk, the diary of the basa d'palik baruchos. 1 second. B'chi ha'gavna, he says, lo mahani chazaka. Okay, ha'gavna means all hezekria? Okay, it doesn't really matter. It won't matter because in a minute.
No, it doesn't matter.
I'm interpreting ki ha'gavna lo mahani chazaka to hezek kavuahu. Ukukutra basically said not as a statement about all hezekria, but about hezekria of chatzar. If you want to say that he's going to say that in a minute, you know, that he doesn't know that. And now he's saying all... you might be right. I hear Josh is saying, maybe at this point what he's saying is, the Rif is right. But why is that different than just saying the Rif is right? I mean, what did the Rif say?
I don't know. I don't have
the Rif. The Rif said... I'm saying the Rivi Gosh is working off the Rif. He'll record it in a second. But the Rif said... You know, you see from this sugya that hezek re'ia, right, is not nitan lechazaka. And the Rimagash is saying, no, you don't see that from the sugya. Number one, who says we're talking about that echitim, see? Right? But in Ochanami, if we were, maybe there would be a chazaka. Number two, right, even if there were a chazaka, you know, this particular one, I thought the words ki agavna refer to that, but it could be ki agavna means hezek re'ia more generally, and then we just have to wait another minute or so.
It's not so important. I'm just not sure he's like right now. He's
no, I understand. V'kashalach hadetnan cheskes abatim chalon amitzri eno chazaka utzuri yesh chazaka v'arim lo begemar lamata midal adamas yesh chazaka v'yachol imchos shamir minad chalon d'islei chazaka right hezek re'ia islei chazaka. Right? Shiny Hassam. I'm reading it as one Hemshech. You're reading it as a firm no, and then a qualified, you know, it depends. It doesn't really matter. Right? Shiny Hassam, I have the gear, so the one that in front of me is all messed up a little bit. Shiny Hassam. Here we have several answers. One is, Die Shlomar de Bala Chalon. Do you have that now? What do you have? What? Right. Ah. This, of course, is what the Rush was quoting, you know, in his first answer. It really comes from the Rimigash. You know, that when two people are mazik each other, there's no chazaka. It just means that neither of them, nobody's establishing any firm, you know, rights or waiving, you know, any prerogatives. They're just like, you know, agreeing, you know, to keep the status quo, the un, you know, happy, you know, status quo, because it's like in both of their interests, you know, to do so. So they're both being pragmatic, you know, and avoiding, you know, a legal decision rather than, you know, each one implicitly being mevater, you know, rights, you know, to the other. Again, that's what the Rush was quoting. It really comes from the Rimigash. Okay, that really means that's a little bit different than what he said before. It's not because it's, you know, hezek kavua, right? It's because, you know, there's no mechila, or there's no significance to the absence of mecha. It can be attributed to this more pragmatic, you know, you let me abuse, you know, you, and I'll let you abuse me, as opposed to, I don't consider this an abuse. I give up my rights. Okay, so that's another, I say, it's a little bit hard to read the Rimigash, just because, okay, so one factor is kvius. Of course, if you say kvius, that explains the chalon as well. And that's how some of the farshim explain. The hava mina gahen, hayom ha-machar, tirtza lasas mechitza. Avalo machalti, v'lechein kibet hezek riyah shmei hezek, yachalav chufo, livnos kosel. Oh. Okay. Now, again, some have the girsa inami. Let's read inami. Dibichi pasach le lechalon. So there's a third factor now. So one factor is kvius, as opposed to like a constant hezek riyah, right, we'll assume, as opposed to a more like periodic one. Right. That's the difference between the chalon. And again, that needs to be assessed. Is that, you know, in terms of how no one's saying, you know, that the kvius of it makes it more, you know, chavala, you know, and less nezek. That's not what they're underscoring in Kutra Ubeis Akise, right? That's a quantitative thing. The second one, as we say, is, you know, there would be chazaka even here, but this isn't chazaka, this is coexistence. You know, kind of cynical coexistence, we'll call it. Okay? Or pragmatic, expedient, you know, coexistence. Whatever you want to call it. Okay. The next one is inami. Go ahead, Ezra. Sorry, I'm stealing your. Go ahead.
Oh.
Ah, so this is another chiluk, and this is what I alluded to on, what was it, Sunday, right? I mentioned that, you know, what we were talking about, the relationship between re'iyah as a maisa, right, and giri didei and all of that, as opposed to psichas hakalon, right, as a maisa. So one of the things I mentioned, and I mentioned this Rav Yigash as an example of it, is that if you need a maisa to establish chazaka, right, so is it the maisa of re'iyah, or is the maisa of the, you know, the psicha? Even though the Rav Yigash ends up saying on the above base, right, that hezek re'iyah is giri didei. He doesn't think it's Hezekah de Bimela. Nonetheless, when it comes to this question, maybe because of Umdana, or it's a different question, right? One question is, you know, ala mazik laharchik or ala nizak laharchik? What constitutes, you know, what, who's the, you know, who's the initiator of hostilities here? Who's the perpetrator? Who's the on offense and who's on defense? You know, am I self, you know, victimizing, or am I being victimized, you know, by someone else? He's the criminal. That's one question. Here we're asking a different question, and that is, you know, what establishes a chazaka? Either in terms of the response of mecha'a, again, I don't want to get into this right now, but this is a huge issue also, you know, but for now we're just going to leave it and we'll get back to it. These kind of cheskas tashmishim are really, you know, like the Rush said, and like, you know, we're seeing here, are based on the absence of mecha'a, or they really also require, you know, some sort of a chazaka. A similar question, you know, to the issues in cheskas gimel shanim, frankly. But that's a question of cheskas tashmishim more generally. Either way, what the Rimi Gash is saying is, even though on the above base I'm going to say that Hezek Re'iyah is Giri Didei, right, in order to establish a chazaka, or the significance of Imecha, or Mechila, or his right when it comes to something like this, you need a Maisa. And in the case of Chatzer, and the absence of building a Kosel, right, that's a Dabar Demimela. Right? That's passive. Psichas HaChalon, that's a Maisa. If you don't respond to that by a certain amount of time or whatever, that creates a Chazaka. Okay. So that means that, again, you know, technically, right, there is a Chazaka LaHezek Re'iyah. There would be even a Chazaka for the Hezek Re'iyah, which is Kavua. And, you know, it sounds like this, what we were describing before, is this kind of mutual, you know, deadlock, or maybe like a cynical status quo at the border, you know, or, you know, I'm not taking you to court for being mazik me because, you know, also, you know, you're allowing me to be mazik you, and therefore that doesn't establish a chazaka, right? That's now being, you know, replaced by a whole different idea. I'm saying, no, that would be a chazaka. Right? The only thing, so kvius is one issue, right? This mutual, you know, status quo issue is an issue. And now we have the distinction between Maisa and Dover should be Dover to be Mela. Okay, keep going. Vafilu, where are you up to? This is very important. This is what we were talking about the other day, right? But the Rimi Gash is explicit about it. Ezra, go ahead. And you have to emphasize that. Meaning, what's he saying? Even if it's true that you don't have to, that you can establish chazaka, that you can keep your window open in Chalon Tzuri, right? From a Hezek Re'iyah point of view, it doesn't give you a license to be spying on me or invading my privacy. Right? That's very interesting. Now, obviously, you can use your window, but obviously, you have to, if you see that he's there, you shouldn't be looking. Right? Why? Very interesting. In Mayana Mayana? Naina Mayana, yeah? The Asik Leibachi. That's like, right? Shim Amalehech. Nehi de Lechalon Gufe Ike Chazaka. Avalamekam Hossam. Sorry, go ahead. Uli Yune. In that, there's no chazaka in that. I mean, even the Rimi Gash is saying, because that's Isura, that's an invasion of privacy. But what's, of course, what's fascinating about all this is, like, where do you draw the line? That's legally significant, just in terms of the halakha. There's such a range of views here. But also conceptually, we get lomaksi inshibachi, meaning this is an umdin, like, no one's going to allow that. That's not implicit as mechila or as lack of mecha. Or is he saying more than that? It's not, you know, even if you don't think opening up the chalon is an assault, you know, on your person, or an invasion, you know, of your tzniusa, of your privacy, but certainly spying on you, saying I have now licensed, you know, to watch you, you know, there's no, that's not nitan l'mechila, right? Because that's a whole different category that borders on chovel, maybe, or, you know, isura, right? It's a maisi isur, kedushas Yisrael. That's not nitan l'mechila. Then he goes back to the riff. Go ahead, v'chazina. He says, actually, the riff, you know, is so adamant in his view, this we saw right before, that he denies chazaka, right, even in the chalon case, even though it seems like an explicit gemara. Okay? But the interesting thing, again, the kamaisi raya midin shutfin. Shirotza lasas mechitza b'chatzit afagav the aksuk the diary achi. So what's he saying? It's also fascinating. Meaning, if you just look objectively, right? If you just, you know, the pashtus of our sugya, you know, is definitely like the riff. You know, no one's saying, well, again, unless you just say, well, don't create hechatimtzis, especially ones which are, you know, against the grain, right? But, you know, the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes, that certainly the Pashtus implies that there is a chazaka. So basically, the Rif abandoned an explicit Gemara because he was so convinced about this diuk on the Gemara and Dab Beis. That's what the Rebbe Gash, who's close to the matter, like is reporting. That's how compelling he found this raya. Moreover, obviously, how many distinctions did the Rebbe Gash make already? Four, right? Was it kvius, you know, and the cynical border thing? Right, and then there was the Maisa. It was only three? Or whatever it is. Obviously the Rif thinks that none of those things matter. Right? All those things are not Nitan L'Mechila. Otherwise, why abandon what seems to be an explicit Gemara, you know, because of a Diuk in a case where, you know, there's much more of an issue, right? Okay. Vanan says the Rebbe Gash. Go ahead. Yeah, he's saying I'm not impressed with that, right? I think that, you know, shiny v'shiny v'od. Yeah, so we know already that the Ramban, you know, takes this interesting view that the Rif thinks it's about light, but that's certainly shelo kepashtus of the Gemara there. So obviously the Rif is a lot based on conviction. Okay, so what emerges is that the Rebbe Gash obviously is more open to chazaka and to making distinctions, and each of these distinctions are important. But as I say, for the Rebbe Gash, the default is that there's a hezek re'iya, and it's, you know, it's something which is actionable, you know, but the details will determine whether or not it's nitan l'mechila. There's no evidence that the Rebbe Gash thinks, you know, that even in the case of chatzer, right, we're dealing with a totally, you know, something that transcends, you know, dine mominus, like in a bigger way. You know, this is a skirmish on the border, you know, where everybody's kind of just, you know, ignoring the law rather than, you know, implicitly solving the situation, right? Even the kvius, you know, distinction sounds like it's a quantitative issue, like how terrible is the Hezekria? How, you know, pervasive is it? Okay. And that's a strong contrast to the distinctions, you know, or to the explanation of the Rif. Even in the Rif, he's not explaining that there's something bigger, you know, going on. So then we go to the Ramban. Again, we saw the Ramban, so we don't need to go over it again. But the Ramban's Nizke Adam Ba'adam, right? Chavala. That's already an extension. Again, we'll have to look at that Sugya and Daf Chav Gimel, but Kutra Beis Akise is what the Rishonim say there. Like, what is, you know, again, Kutra Beis Akise, nothing to do with privacy. You know, it's a noxious quality of life type of mazik. It's kavua, which is one of the things that Rimi Gash pointed to, right? But the way the Ramban, again, let's look at the language of the Ramban just quickly. Ramban says it's like intolerable because it's personal. You have the line there? Aaron, you have it? Yeah, the Kol Shekein. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. These are reasons why it's Niske Adam Ba'adam. It's Chavala. So Kutra Beis Akise, you have a line where it says what, it's not tolerable? Yeah. Is that earlier or later? I thought right before. Yeah. And then when he applies that to Hezekiah, that's what he brings in, right? Sneusa, Ayimbisha, etc. What the Ramban doesn't do is go one giant step further, right, and say that this is, you know, a matter of Iser, like a Yoredeya kind of halacha. That the Ramban doesn't do. Who does that, Eitan? Do you get a chance to see?
The Rosh mentions
that it's
Iser. The what?
But he mentions that in this context about Kazaka? But the Rajba, right? I think I meant we had somebody reading the
The Ramban mentions this a little later on.
Yeah, the Ramban later on says that he himself, it also doesn't excuse him doing an Iser. And therefore, right? You have that line? You're right. You're correct. He said that even if there would be a Mechila, you know, from the perspective of the Nizak, it wouldn't be a reason to be Matir, the Iser on the Mazik. You're correct. He does say that. Yeah. Ah. But he focuses there. This is what Abrami was asking me the other day also, right? That's where he starts focusing on the Mazik, you know, and the Iser to him, rather than that's what, you know, is protecting, you know, the Nizak. So it's a little bit different. But the Rajba has a very interesting tshuva that we read. Then do you have that, Eitan? What base? Yeah, exactly. If you have that for a sec, I think I have a. Do I have that? You have it? Well, go back just a little bit, one second, see that he's talking about this issue. First of all, what's the issue? What's that Chuvah Sarajba about? Anybody get a chance to look at the bigger issue of it? Yeah, it's a great Chuvah Sarajba. Again, Josh, explain. And what's the significance of Minhag HaMedina? You have the show. You have the Shayla?
Yeah. The truth is they only start here after Bethain Lamedina.
Who's they? Yeah, Likutei Rishonim. I have it. I also think I have from Likutei Rishonim. Also, I have that. It's a great book, Likutei Rishonim. But sometimes you have to go back earlier. This is Chelik Beis Simin Reish Samaches. Right? If you, anybody have the beginning, Eitan, do you have it on your computer? Chelik Beis Simin Reish Samaches. What? No, no, we're not going to read the whole thing. It's a long chapter. Oh, it's up there. Oh, okay. Do you have it? Minag Medina. Like, when do you rely on Minag Medina? When not? Right? That's a great question. So the first thing that he says is, what's his answer? He said, well, what do you mean by that? It's like saying, you know, when does society, like, you know, sometimes you do these questions and answer things, you know. And they're not asking you about the desert island. So, you know, people say, like, you know, when does social factors, you know, come into play in halakha? And by the way, it's a great question. I'm not making fun. But it's a very broad question. So that's kind of what they said to the rabbi. Like, when does Minag Medina matter in halakha? He said, could you be a little more specific? You know, sometimes completely, sometimes not at all, you know, and sometimes in more subtle ways, right? That's what he says. He says, well, let's analyze the different kind of cases, right? So Agav, he discusses, you know, V'chein, you have it, Eitan? V'chein l'meida m'minag medina, that paragraph, that's like the paragraph, right? Afal pi shelo eskimu alav. I also have it from the Likud Rishonim, but you have to look it up in the original to see that it's bigger. Ka'osa shoshaninu, go ahead. You have that? Oh, Mi'ar Gemar is an example. Our Mishnah is another example where social norms, right, or political norms, whatever it is, civic norms, as the case may be, you know, play into the halacha very much so. Minag Medina, sometimes yes, sometimes depends what it is. Okay, Hutsa V'daf Mikom Makom. Oh, so he says, however, like let's say the minag was, you know, that we don't care. Would that be binding? So this is a little bit different. This is already the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, you know, question, but the formulation is relevant, you know, also to the Chazaka question, as we'll see. Right? He says that that's not a minhag. Right? Why? She'ein mechilas ha'akpada probably should be. Oh. That's very powerful. Right? And he quotes us from Bavasar Dav Samech, which means, by the way, again, that he's assuming, right, like the Ramban and the Ramah, but not everybody has to agree, that Bavasar Dav Samech is relevant to Bavasar Dav Beis. Correct? Le'yiftach Adam Chalanosa V'chatzar Shutfin Minon Emili. And the quote from Bilam, right? Ru'uyin eila shetishra shchinasam b'neiham. The zeu sh'amru b'gemara kol la'asuyeh mai la'asuyeh hutsa v'dafni v'lomer la'asuyeh kol mila filo pakas mi hutsa v'dafni ta'almad hutsa v'dafni tali b'minhaga v'al pakas mikan minag b'toz v'eno minag. We'll discuss that. Chem pir shobeinu ta'am nimenu atalamad. This is the issue that he has with Rabbeinu Yonah. Lemakom shenagu shalol hakmit klal sheino minag. Right? Lekolshkein gina ubika shatolo osam b'mishnasena b'minag mamonu mishumayin hara. We'll get back to that. Okay, we'll get to the... As I say, these are two overlapping questions. One is, can you have a chazaka? And the other is, can you have, you know, a minag medina, which allows for, you know, ri'iyah. The Efshar Lomar, this is where he connects the two together. The Hainu Nami, the Tanu, Haudina, go ahead. Well, an interesting diuk in terms of where the Gemara says minhag hamedina, where it doesn't. Go ahead. Here's where he puts the two together. Right. So. Kukutro beis akise. Even if he was in agreement, like the Rush, you know, and they ended up saying also part of the Rimigash, as we saw, you know, and then, no, it's Minag Kavua, second shot, in the Rush, it's Kutro Beis Akise, but he says, oh, but if he's really Mochel, Be'edim, you know, etc., you know, that'll work. And he can't even get out of it, says the Rush, we saw, because it's Mechilas Mamar of the Binyan HaKosel, which we thought was very Mechudash. The Rashba disagrees. Go ahead. The Yoser Kvar, a Kaved rather, Lisbol, damn, it's much, I just didn't realize how intolerable it is. Right? The Yeshla Alma, Esmok, Misfar Zumin, Ayushalmi, Emakamarichus, and so on. Okay. Actually, Tani brought to my attention, do you have the other one? The other one is Gimel something, right? 1 second. Gimel Kuf Samach. Yeah. I actually have it here. Gimel Kuf Samach. What there, the Rajba has a tshuva about the following case. You have it, Tani? What's the case? Ruven Shayla Bayis al Chatzero Shalakum. The non-Jews, you know, said you own your property. You can do whatever you want inside the precinct of your property. It affects other people's property, right? They were saying basically, Al-Anizak, you know, Lishmar Esatzmo. You have unfettered use of your property, notwithstanding the implications. Very fascinating, right? Dinem Shalakum Lasos Betok Shalom Mashi Yirtza. V'ata, what happened? Machara Akum. Yeah. So the right. Right. So the bigger question is, we're not going to go through the whole thing, it's very fascinating, is this is a case of ba machmase. Lo odif migaber da osi machmase. Haba machmas akum hareu ka'akum. So the Rajma has a whole analysis, important in its own right. When do we say haba machmas ha'akum is ka'akum, or haba machmas, a third party, is like that third party, and when not? And he discusses it, lakula, lachumra, you know, in general. And he goes back and forth, you know, on all of that. But the bigger, bigger point is, and at that point, in that context, he says, "Avol nirali od yoser she'ilo haya nizok ba'osan chalonos be'ezek riyah de'shimon yachalachu v'tzurin afil listom achalonos de'kivan she'en l'chazok areyu chayiv listom b'dei shemaziko b'chalei spariyah de'ezek riyah girei ninu." Right? Keep going. V'afilu she'ya mazik sa'akum b'girei. You can't say lo adifa migaver dasi machmasei when the whole sensibility is different.
Mm-hmm. Omer Yisrael. Adarav, al davar zeh nishtavti Yisrael, b'vurim l'ashu shkina b'neim. Shadar shadal v'yar sishol shobim l'shvati. Atash meni mishu told you guys to create Yisrael Chazaka.
Oh. So again, he connects again the issue of you know, what we call in Gedaron Shel Yisrael, not only to, in one case, mostly to the problem of Mokom Shenoagu Lo Lahakpid. Here it's a question of Chazaka and Ba Machmaseh. It's not tolerable. But again, the bigger idea is this idea, we'll skip to the last, Demashi Hixik Akram Shalokadin Hixik, Shadinayam En Yachalim Chos Bishkeno, Shalifto Achalonos Alav, Shen Chos Shalah has agreed, the Lot Snee, Willafika Chlomicha Boze, Yisrael, Kosman Shay Bershuso, Achanami, Hixik Srob Chalonos Alosa Akum, Ubay Srob Economy Osa Akum, Lo Mrinon, Hareu Ka Akum, Tahu Yisrael Nami Shalokadin Hixik, Alisha Akum Lamatima Akev, Mishim the Akum Lo Chayish Litsniusa. So here you have, right, this idea of Gedaron Shel Yisrael applied in all three of these situations, right? B'machmaseh, and the difference between Jewish and non-Jewish laws and sensibilities. I have like two more minutes. And then you have Chazaka, right? This is not Kvius, it's not even Chavala, right? It's a din in Gedaron Shel Yisrael. And then his argument against Rabbeinu Yonah, we have to discuss that more in detail. Rabbeinu Yonah's view was, what was Rabbeinu Yonah's view? Anybody? David? That b'makom shenagu lo lahakpid, right, then there's no din of Hezekiah. Probably Rabbeinu Yonah understood, not the way the Rajba understood him, that, you know, b'makom, you know, shenagu lo lahakpid. So you're mochel, you can be mochel, you can always be mochel. That's how the Rajba understood it. If you look carefully at the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, what he probably really understood was, you can have, like, you can decide, you know, in a certain society, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that this is not a value, or this is not a right. It's not mechila of the right, but it doesn't exist. That might be a way to distinguish in either direction between Makom Shenagu Lo and the question of Chazaka. But either way, the Rajba wasn't having any of it. Rajba said it's a minig batos. You can't even do less than Daphna. We'll have to discuss that for Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah's right. Okay. Just to leave you on one note, we've been discussing the question of Kedushas Yisrael and Tzniusat, Tznei Aleches. The Gemara at the end of Makos says if there was one principle, it would be the principle of Atznei Aleches. And of course, the Gemara here in Daf Samach, and this Tshuvas HaRajba, which highlights it even more. And of course, again, you know, this is you know, something to think about, you know, in the advance of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day where the Kohen Gadol is Niknas Lifnai V'Lifnim, and the halacha is that, you know, only he can do that. You know, even the people who are watching have to be like one level away, you know, from where, you know, the Kohen Gadol is. The avoda of Yom Kippurim takes place, you know, only, you know, bitzniusa, only privately. You know, Chazal say that Shir Hashirim, you know, is Kodesh Kadashin. So, some of the Mefarshim explain, the Rav used to say this a lot as well, that the reason is because it's cloaked, you know, in mystery. You don't really know exactly what the references, you know, are. You know, it's a shira, you know, in that sense. You know, a shira in general is something which is, you know, only partially written, and there's a lot of, you know, more space, a lot more blank, you know, than explicit. You know, Kel Mastater B'Shafir Chevyon, The idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam is, you know, Ne'alam is part of his Kedusha. The idea of, you know, again, we live in a world where, like, you have to know everything. Everything is transparent. It's a very uncritical, you know, application. I spoke of it, you know, earlier. But in Kedusha is Prisha. And Kedusha implies a certain kind of privacy. So the idea that, you know, that value of Tzniyus, which is very much on display in Yom Kippur, is something which is Gedaran Shel Yisrael, and it's not Nitan L'Mechila, or even L'Minag HaMedina. And if it is, you know, it's on a different basis completely, as we'll discuss, you know, really kind of highlights this perspective. So I wish everybody a Gemara Chasima Tova. We'll be in touch in terms of Sukkos. I just want to find out what the yeshiva's policy is, and then we'll send something out. For those of you who are in the New York area,